You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Lisa Pickell, Chief Operating Officer at Orrin Pickell Building Group, the Midwest premier design build firm. Lisa, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So, first of all, how is business? Are people building and remodeling? And is it safe to say that we've finally bounced back?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. I think people are definitely starting to do things again, which feels fantastic. After 2007, there was about 1.1 million housing starts going on. And for about 5 years in a row, we were only building or starting new about 300,000 homes a year, which is a pretty dramatic difference. We're starting to get back to that, 700,000 new home starts a year, which feels really good and just healthy for the industry. So things are definitely starting to come back. It's nowhere near the volume of what we saw, towards the end of the 2000s, but that's probably a good thing. We were probably building a little too much at that time.
Tell us, what is design build and how does that differ from a traditional builder, and why would people want to work with a design build firm?
Yeah, what's great about design build is that you really have your total construction team under one roof. So you're working with your architect, your builder. We have a cabinet company in-house, and it really creates a lot of synergy and seamlessness rather than a more traditional methodology for designing and building a home would be to hire an architect, pay for your plans, and then hire a builder who would build those plans. One of the two biggest advantages to design build is that one, most traditional architects don't do a lot of pricing and costing. So when, you might build the design, the home of your dreams, but you don't really understand the cost implications of what that is. Where with design build, we have a team of people that are constantly buying and procuring different kinds of materials and labor sources, and we can really watch that budget as you're going through the process. So that if we do something really fun and interesting on the design side, we can also give a pretty good understanding of what that fun and interesting detail is going to cost. Where lots of times in a traditional architect and builder scenario, you might have this lots of interesting design elements, but not really truly understand the cost implications to those things. And then the overall project comes in significantly higher or maybe not where ultimately you wanted your budget to be. And obviously when making such an enormous financial commitment as building a custom home, the money is very much tied to what that dream ultimately looks like. So that's an enormous piece of kind of being able to watch the not only the design implications but the financial implications to the project from a blank piece of paper all the way to the completion of the home. But also from a communication standpoint and really working effectively and efficiently with your architect. We actually charge less for our architectural plans because than a traditional architecture firm would because we know that we are going to be the ones that are building it. And because of that, we know that we've got several checks and balances along the way and our contracting side knows what we're expecting from our wall section, from our quality control details. So we have an opportunity to kind of be a little bit more vague in some of those things than maybe a traditional architecture firm would. They want to make sure that all their I's are dotted and T's are crossed from a documentation standpoint, when we have a question that maybe something is a little vague on the plan, it's on our team. And we're obviously looking out for the best interest of the project and for our client in what the execution of that document is. So we have the opportunity to charge a little bit less money on the architecture side. Because our architects are really engaged from the very beginning through construction, and conversely, our project managers are very engaged on the front side. So you don't wind up with this conflicting interests between your architect and builder and finger pointing, we can't finger point. We're all on the same team. So it really does create a relatively synergistic approach to construction rather than a more traditional model of an architect and a builder.
Now, what should people consider before starting a building or renovation project?
I think, you know, most people have a good understanding of what how large of an undertaking, you know, building new or a large renovation project is. But there's still a lot of things that you don't know. And I think having a great relationship with your contractor and your architect is really, really paramount. I think trust is something that you can't buy. And making sure that fit and that you and your builder and architect have a similar value system and you're on the same page for really what your project is absolutely, bar none, one of the most important things in choosing who you're going to work with. You know, if we're looking at a new home, you could be looking at 3 to 6 months in the design process and anywhere between 6 months and a year and a half on the build side. So you're talking about a relationship that's going to last several years on a new home, maybe only a few months on the remodel side, but that's still a very long time. And making sure that you feel really good about the team and you trust their input and their advice, because there are going to be all kinds of things that you just don't know because it's not your business to know, and that's okay that you don't know, but you really want to have someone that you feel like you can rely on for the quality control, for their expertise in making the decisions that are the best for you and in your project.
From your experience, what surprises can arise during construction?
Well, if you have a good team, you try and minimize those. So it could be anything. We've run into all kinds of scenarios. This last winter, for instance, I would say how bad the Chicago weather was last year was an absolute surprise to all of us. We dig and start new homes all the time in the winter, and it's actually sometimes easier, actually, believe it or not, to start in the winter than it is to start in the spring because of the ground conditions and things like that. But this winter was so cold and just so brutal between the snow and then the cold and then the snow and then the cold. We had several jobs that, unfortunately, we just couldn't keep going. There was a couple houses that lost almost 2 months of time, unfortunately, because of the weather. And that is something that we can't control, but we can help make the right decision for what's going on in those projects. We had a house that the foundation was already dug and we had the concrete footings in, and we just said, you know what, we just got to cover them and let it snow on them, because if we expose those footings and they heave, that could create a very potentially large structural implication to that project. And the best thing for that house is to let it sit and let it ride out, you know, this cold weather snap. And of course, that isn't good for our business. We want to keep moving, and you know, time is money. And of course, the client wanted to move forward, but we had to work with them and say, you know, this we're going to try and make up as much time as we can on the back end. But this is the right thing for your home. So it could be weather-related, remodeling situations, you know, definitely more prone to unknown conditions than new home construction, and that you're dealing with existing conditions that, you know, you do your best to identify what's going on behind the walls. But you do occasionally open something up and say, wow, I never would have expected to see that there. And again, that transparency with your client and how you handle those things is, again, I think a big part of choosing a contractor and making sure that you trust that the right thing is going to be done for your home and that the right decisions are being made.
Today, we are joined by Lisa Pickell, Chief Operating Officer at Orrin Pickell Building Group, the Midwest premier designing build firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Knowing that resale is always in the back of people's minds, where should they splurge during a building or renovation project, and where should they save?
You know, I think those are great questions, and that is a great question, and probably the biggest question we get asked a lot. Obviously, the most important, you know, in regard to choosing a remodeling job and really looking at for your ROI on that side, kitchens and bathrooms are, of course, you know, the things that people look at. They're also very expensive. They're some of the most expensive parts of the home are the kitchens and the baths. You know, lower levels seem like, you know, are always great, but I think keeping a more simple level of finish in your lower level is always a great idea. You know, pools don't tend to have the same kind of ROI that a kitchen or a bath would. In-suite master bedrooms, a big deal, depending on, again, if you're renovating and that floor plan scenario exists or not. Those are some of the big remodel things that I think really bring a lot of bang for your buck. And some people just don't want to do, quite frankly, when they move into a new home. On the new side, new home side, I think people now are, and something that we really emphasize, two things. One, live in 100% of your house every day. You know, what is that room for? Do we really need to add 300 extra square feet for a space that, you know, looks pretty? Or are you really going to use it? You know, how is your floor plan the most functional that it can be? Big houses aren't necessarily better houses. You can build a really great home with a nice level of finish at, you know, 3,000 square feet, 3,500 square feet. You know, and obviously that doesn't work for everybody. You know, some people have six children and, you know, want to have their own bedroom for each kid, and you know you're going to get into those higher square footages for that those particular families. But I think focusing on quality, not size, and living in 100% of your house every single day are really some of the values that we try and educate our clients on as they're going through the design process.
I would be curious, what are some of the loose splurges that you've seen recently and any new hot trends that people are asking for in their homes of late?
You know, in-home sports courts, believe it or not, I would say are definitely splurge items. They're not for everyone, but they're all over the place now, whether it's squash, basketball, tennis, just a general gymnasium space. You know, we now have kind of the ability to do a lot of subterranean work, relatively more, you know, cost effectively. You see a lot of kids trying to, you know, parents trying to just keep their kids more active and, you know, seeing that as a way to, you know, have all the kids over and really create a fun, inviting environment for families. So I think sports courts are huge right now, whether it's the batting cage, the golf simulator, all kind of being used in a multi-faceted room. Definite splurge item. We're also seeing a few more indoor pools and things like that, more swim-in-place type systems that are kind of your splurge items. Wine cellars, wine rooms are always a big hit as well. Kind of that club room, you know, your man cave, if you will, has kind of come out of the basements of life and moved to the first floor in the level of importance, which is kind of fun to see.
Lastly, what is one tip you could offer people who are looking to build or remodel?
You know, I would highly, highly recommend design build, and it's not just because that's what we do, but I think that having that continuity between your architect and your builder is huge. And no matter who it is, I think having a good relationship and a sense of understanding between you and your contractor is enormous. Like I said earlier, you're talking about a relationship that is potentially years and, you know, at least months, if not years. And it's really important that you enjoy the process. You know, there's only so much you can do from a costing standpoint in regard to the market values of certain products. And, you know, you're going to get what you pay for, but make sure that you enjoy the process while you're doing this. Building a custom home or remodeling, and whether it's your dream home or you're downsizing or you're fixing the problems with the home that you've always wanted to fix, those are really fun, exciting times and fun things to do. And you're going to want to do those, have a contractor that gets excited with you and is as engaged as you are in that project, and making sure that you feel good about who you choose to do those things, I think, is absolutely paramount in regard to not only the end product that, of course, hopefully you're enjoying, but the experience that you have while going through what can be difficult. I mean, remodeling can be really tough, and you want to make sure that you have people that you trust and that are going to help you through and really feel good about the decisions that you're making as you're going through the process.
Well, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Orrin Pickell Building Group online and how they can be in potential contact with you as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website at pickellbuilders.com, And you can also follow us on Facebook. You can reach out to us at our phone number at 847-572-5200. And we would love to talk to anyone that's interested in building or remodeling in the Chicagoland area or southern Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana.
Well, Lisa, it certainly has been good to have had you. Certainly a fun topic, and certainly we appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. You too. Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Lisa Pickell, Chief Operating Officer at Orrin Pickell Building Group, the Midwest premier design build firm. And once again, the website of reference is pickellbuilders.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.